to do e-filing, and they're doing internal testing and fixing the bugs that come up with that. And then they said we need to make sure we have somebody that can do local, you know, testing, actually using the e-prosecutor from a jurisdiction that does prosecution. So Joab County was going to do it, and then things happened there that really made it impossible for them to really spend the time. So I talked to King County and Iron County offices, and they said that they would be willing to, either one or maybe both would be willing to do it. So we're setting that up. It's not quite ready to go yet. I just sent out a notice to say, okay, where are we? Are you ready for the people to test? I told him who was going to test. And so I hope to be hearing back from that real soon, and they will. And I'll set them up. There's a test version of eProsecutor. They'll log into that, and that will go. They'll do the testing. They'll have to enter in their cases into there. It'll be like a duplicate entry, but they already know that when I talk to them about their being willing to do that. So they'll enter a case in there, do the filing. It'll go to the court's test system rather than the live system, so that we can make sure it's an exact duplicate of their live system, but that way we won't be finding cases accidentally. But it will work the same in production as it does in the test. So once we go through that testing and we get it from real people doing real cases, and they've cleaned up the issues there, then we'll move it into production.
How long do they want to test it, have they said?
It's totally dependent on how many issues they find. That's why they've done a lot of work up front to make sure that the issues, or at least try to make sure that the issues in testing, live testing, will be less than they would be otherwise, and so we can clean up the bugs before we put it in production. But you never know. But I'll send out an update when I know for sure the timing on that. And then I'm not sure if we'll do both counties or just one. Washington City also said they'd be happy to test on the city level. So we may be doing a county level or two, and then a city level testing. And then once we get through that, and then I'll also have access to it to just kind of play with it and see what's going on. And then it'll be pretty close. It'll be ready to go live as soon as that test is finished. But I don't have a timeline on how long that'll be. Given how long it's been already, I don't even dare say time for that. But encouraging is that it is, everything's approved at the court level. Everything's functioning on some level. There are bugs still to work out, but it's a whole lot closer than it's ever been. So I think we're reasonably close to getting it to where it'll be ready to go active.
And it's worked well. Will's gone.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if it was working well for them.
Yeah, and the reason we didn't get the same thing in Salt Lake County, because they got it way before ours was ready, is because there's a lot more issues associated with ours being multiple agencies using it. And that was done before some things happened that made them not able to use that same code.
JTAC couldn't use the same code as Salt Lake, is that what you mean?
Yeah, because they were using a third-party vendor for the Salt Lake County code, and things happened where they could no longer use that vendor, and so they had to go back and do it themselves internally. So that's what caused the big delay. They had to redo almost everything because of it. And I don't know all the ins and outs. It was just a falling out of some things that happened. So anyway, we're pretty close.
I'm just curious. I think everybody that's online is using eProsecutor. Karen, is Provo using eProsecutor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you guys are, Ed?
Yes.
And Stuart, you are? Rob, I guess Ron would know. Who are our Carpel users? Is it?
UNO,
that's
County
right.
And Twilla County.
And Twilla,
Carpel,
that's right.
I believe.
That's right.
And then Weber County and Davis County went with, I don't know what they're going with for sure, and Dodge County went with something else, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay, I was hoping Troy would be here to tell us, but okay. Anything else then on the tech side?
No, not unless anybody has any questions. Things are handled, requests as they come in. It hasn't been too much to handle. And I forgot what I was going to say now. Okay, I should have written it down. It's okay. But eProsecutor support is still unable to handle it. I haven't had too much come in. In fact, people have managed pretty well. The one thing I keep wondering is nobody's very few people have asked for specific reports. And so I just put it out there. If you want something specific you can't see how to do, just let me know. And because we can report on just about anything that's entered in. We can get
I might have something for you, Ron.
All right, send me details and we'll work through it.
Okay.
Also, I just, the other thing I was going to think, I just sent out the latest grant report, the CCJJHB288, whatever it was, for the third quarter, was due in December. I sent that out before the end of December. I'm sending everybody a copy this week of, so that they have a copy of that, but I did submit it.
And that's HB288, that's the Judkins Prosecutor Transparency Bill, where we have to report all of that data. Oh, one thing that I just thought of, Ron, that you and I talked about is, depending upon what CCJJ is going to want or demand in terms of reporting, we currently are not asking for that in our database, are we, Ron? Do
you remember? I don't remember what.
Okay, then never mind.
There are some issues that we originally talked about that the grant wanted, but then they said, no, we don't need that.
Right.
But almost everything can be included. And if there's anything else that they require of us, we can, if it's not already in there, we can put it in. And of course, there are a few people that aren't filling in all the data.
No, that's what it was.
For the HB 288 thing. And I'm going to look through it here over the next week or so and look and say, okay, some people aren't putting in dispositions. They have no dispositions recorded in e-prosecutor. So, and some of them aren't doing other things, and some of them, and so I'm just going to review that and send out a note to those individual agencies and said, this is data they require us to report. You need to put it in. But I can't force them to put it in because of the nature of the software.
And the good part about that is it's their duty to report this, not UPC's.
Not UPC. So,
So if you don't put it in and it doesn't get reported, that falls back on you.
Right. It's just a service that we're providing to.
We sure appreciate your help.
Yeah.
that's just the comment there is you can't make them do it, but then you're not reporting to CCJJ the things that statute says you got.
Just everybody has to create their own report and send it in, but it's really easy for me to just consolidate them all and put them together and send them all at once. And so it'd take you a few hours to do it locally.
Have you done even a cursory evaluation of the quality of the data? Meaning, if you look at it, it looks okay, or this is obviously, people just aren't entering stuff correctly?
I haven't really done a dive into that. I probably ought to do that now. It's probably a good time to just look at the quality of the data going in. The problem I have is just I'm not quite sure of should that data be there or not, depending on the case.
Right.
But I'm going to, one thing I know is that the report is pulling up stuff that has no dispositions for some people and has no birth dates for defendants, and that may be because they don't know the birth date. But I'm going to make some note of those things and send it out generally and say, these are some of the issues with data that I'm seeing. So that's a good suggestion. I'll do a deep dive into the quality of the data from my perspective and see where it's going.
And I would encourage you, Ron, maybe check with our person at CCJJ that we're sending it to see if they're even looking at it.
That was my next question.
That was mine as well.
I do know that. I can answer that. He looks at it and he actually runs I send it in a spreadsheet, Excel spreadsheet. He runs some VBA code, some actual code behind the scenes that separates it out and puts it into different formats so he can see it in a different way. And they talked about having to submit it in a different way, but so far they haven't said anything. So they are looking at it, and they appreciate it. He says we're supplying a lot more data than they get from anybody else.
That's a better question, though. How valuable? If they're actually looking at good stuff.
Whatever statistics they want to see.
Yeah.
Does anybody care about the numbers we're submitting to CCJJ? The data?
Have you heard?
Oh, yeah. There is one of the bills that's already been numbered requires in 2025 CCJJ to report those numbers, as well as about 13 other types of reports that they're getting in one fell swoop to the interim Law Enforcement Criminal Justice Committee. So they're still expecting us to send it in. Our office was very compliant for three quarters and has not been compliant. We're trying to get back on track. don't know how we're going to manage this data.
That's kind of my question, that we provide it, does it kind of just go into a bucket and then nobody cares? Or is there a utility?
It's going into a bucket, and after the 2025 report, so for the 26th session, it'll be a very appropriate time to question whether we should be collecting all this data, because it's not doing it. Up until then, we should just keep submitting.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously going to keep doing what we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, because statutorily, we have to.
Next year. Yeah. The person who drove that is no longer, she's not running for election.
Oh, she's not?
Who's not?
Judkins.
She's not?
That's not what you've heard?
We were just talking about.
We were just talking about one of her bills. I'm like, oh, well, I can burn that bridge.
I can say I heard it. She's my representative, and I heard it from another source.
I vote for you.
A couple months ago.
This week you got a file though. Mm.
I can't, unfortunately.
I think Lisa Shepard's running for that.
Lisa Shepard is likely going to be the person.
Do we know anything about?
Yes.
You might prefer Marcia Judkins?
Yes.
But Marcia just sent out an email to all of her constituents yesterday announcing that she's officially not running for re-election.
She should have left the room to talk to me, so she didn't even tell me. Speaking of about people quitting, did you see the story about Trish Cassell?
No. What?
She's retiring next month. It's in the Summit paper.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Good for her.
Can you read the
slide? Hey, there's your lifetime achievement.
Oh yeah, Trish. Lisa.
Do I know Lisa? Yes, I do know Lisa.
Trish
might be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might be really interesting. Or,
I'm sure Jeff knows her better than all of us. Probably better than he wants.
We're being recorded.
Just on the data that they're collecting, they are getting it. They're talking about. They've talked about putting it into a database that's easily can be queried with somebody who has permission. I talked to State IT and CCJJ together about that, I don't know, about 4 months ago, I think. Haven't heard anything since, and so I don't know what they're doing, but they definitely are interested in putting it into a format that can be queried easily and understood better than just the way we're compiling it now, because I'm just sending them a spreadsheet. Yeah. And that's you can query a spreadsheet, but it's nothing like a database that you can.
Well, and especially when they combine it with these other 13.
And when they've got other factors, they're going to have to do something to make the data usable. Because as we're reporting it now, it'd be really hard for anybody to look at all that data and see what they want to do with it. But they're talking about putting it in, and if they put it in a database and they find an easy way to do that, it could be very valuable to look at what's going on.
Well, I thought when this bill was passed 2 years ago, maybe.
It was 19.
It's been a few years.
Anyway, I thought we were going to make UPC create a report that would automate it. So you press a button, the data's fed into that report.
That's what I do, but I do it for everybody.
Oh.
I consolidate it all. I have a report, and I just run that report. It grabs all the data into it, and I download it into a spreadsheet, and then submit that to them.
Oh, perfect.
So that is what we're doing. It's just, and I can make that available to individual. In fact, I have made it available to individual agencies to run for themselves to see what they're doing if they wanted to. It's on their reports list in e-prosecute.
We just have to make sure when the legislature, CCJ gets that, and let's say, I don't know, one of our cities hasn't, you know, reported the data that they're required to. We just may have to make sure and say, we're just the messenger, go back and talk to them.
Well, yeah, and I've talked to him, the guy, I can't remember his name right now, CCJJ, that I send it to, and he knows that we're just doing it as a courtesy for the agencies, but the agencies are responsible to enter and report on the data.
Okay.
UPAA?
Marilyn McCarron?
Karen? Okay. sorry. I'm here. So we're at UPAA, right?
Yes.
So we met last month.
November.
December. Okay. November. I can't remember now. And we just kind of started brainstorming for our conference this year. We have a meeting next week where I think we're going to try to kind of nail down some ideas and some presenters. So I guess if you guys have anything for us that you think would be beneficial for us,